Thank you, Mr. Chair, for giving me the floor. There are a lot of textual suggestions, so we await everything to be uploaded to the website so we can read through them thoroughly tonight, and thank you for that. Regarding the chapeau of paragraph 21, our delegation emphasizes the need to align the measures presented in this paragraph with the discussions and proposals put forth during our work in this GGE. In accordance, it is our understanding, similar to positions of numerous delegations, that this article specifies measures intended to facilitate the implementation of IHL regarding laws, rather than representing existing legal requirements. We would also like to note, in line with other delegations, that the consideration of these measures should take into account the potential variations among different systems, including their diverse capabilities and characterizations. We therefore suggest replacing the word ensure with the word promote. We also suggest omitting the sentence including by enabling effects and attacks to be anticipated and controlled as required in the circumstances of their use, and replacing the word must with the word may. We view the amendment proposals made by the delegation of India regarding replacing the word ensure with the word support effective implementations and replacing the words must include with the wording should consider appropriate as well. Regarding paragraph 21D, we would like to express our reservations regarding the inclusion of the terminology predictable, reliable, understandable and explainable and traceable in this paragraph. As other delegations already reiterated, we believe that a mutual understanding on the definition of these terms is yet to be reached. Additionally, we would like to highlight that the specific relevance of these terms to the application of IHL regarding laws has not been thoroughly explored in this forum and was not framed in such a manner in previous reports of the GGE. From our perspective, these terms do not directly reflect existing legal obligations under IHL. Based on these reasons, we consider the inclusion of these terms in the current wording of paragraph 21 to be premature, and we join other delegations in the suggestion to omit them from this paragraph. Regarding paragraph 22, we would like to echo Turkey and other delegations' proposal regarding the addition of the word applicable before the words international law. I thank you, Chair.